Righto, Jars, Seven's live and free coverage of the first test in HD from 9:30 this Thursday. This man, ball-by-ball action, he's part of the Channel 7 commentary team, the one and only James Brayshaw. Bray, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, always good. I haven't been on the Rush Hour since Bill and I finished up the day before the grand final, so it's nice to be back.
Oh, it is good to have you back, and can I just say this ahead of time? It'll be great to see some cricket and not have to pay for it, Jim, so thank you very much, Channel 7.
I think it's going to be great, live and free, as you said, and on HD, and Jars, I know how much you love your cricket. Every summer for the last 10 years, we turn up.
No, we do.
And we think Australia are going to just win by how much at home because we play very well here. We're down a couple of very important soldiers in this test series, so it evens things up a bit, but I still think there's huge intrigue with the next four test matches. I can't wait.
Can we win this test series, Jimmy? Because India's never beaten us at home in 70 years without a series win. 70 years, Jim!
I know. Well, our four bowlers are world-class. They are the best set of four bowlers in the game, so we know they're good. It's just a matter of whether the batsmen that we have are going to make enough runs to let those blokes go to work. I'll give you a stat, Louis, and it hurts me to say it.
Oh, no.
But I was doing some research going into this game, and the eight batsmen we've picked in this squad for the first test, and I put Tim Payne in that same category. Mm. Of those eight batsmen, only two of them average more than 40 in first-class cricket.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not talking about test cricket.
No. First-class.
First-class cricket. So you just, that worries me enormously. But having said that, I just look at that Indian bowling attack and none of them get the job done when they come to Australia. So I think our blokes will get a look at it. It's just a matter of whether Sean Marsh, whether Khawaja, whether these blokes can have big enough series to let Stark and Cummins get right into them.
Tell you what, I'd love to see Timmy Payne at the casino on Wednesday night just working on his heads and tails, Jim, because 38 degrees says make India bowl.
Oh, no. They wouldn't play a day-night test, of course, we're during the day, but I don't mind that. And you know how much I love the Adelaide Oval. Oh. In fact, it very nearly was named James Brayshaw Oval.
Certainly
he probably should have been too, but you know the magic that happened there, Jars. I'm not reminding you anything you don't know.
Jim, for a fee, we can get a sheet, we can spray paint something on it and drop it over the prosciutto stand.
Mate, fair dinkum. Those advertising hoardings square the wicket. I put that many dents in them, they look like hail damage. The ones on the onside, not quite so.
You're coming home, Jim.
That's it.
Now, Bray, is it still okay in this PC world of cricket to put a bounty on Virat Kohli's head inside the dressing room?
Oh, geez, I tell you what, he can play that bloke.
Yes,
last time he was out here, he scored full hundreds in the series. Yep. He has got plenty and plenty of swagger too.
Yeah,
so he will be amazing. But you know, Rahane, Murali Vijay, this young kid Privy Shaw, who's just a phenomenon. So there's plenty to enjoy in their batting, and as I say, our bowling is by far the strength of our game. So that contest alone will be brilliant, and Nathan Lyon was superb this corresponding series 4 years ago. So, no, I can't wait for all of that. It's going to be superb. And as you say, Ricky Ponting's going to be on board, of course. Glenn McGrath, Damien Flemington Steele.
Yep.
So there's genius everywhere.
Yes,
Slats, Dizzy, you name it. You and Mel McLaughlin taking out the host chairs. Now, Jim, you got a little four to yourself a few years back and put on the beige jacket. What are we wearing?
Jimmy. Didn't they come for me too? I'll tell you what that is. That is rookie error. Because I never even thought about it. It was stinking hot day in Canberra.
Yep.
And I had this. It wasn't beige. It was like a light brown. So anyway.
A taupe.
On it went. Out I went. I did one segment. I reckon that Jars, I was on the screen for maximum 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I copped the greatest tasting any man's ever. I had blokes coming from me from the Northern Hemisphere saying, "Who do you think you are?"
Yeah.
There's only one bloke that can
That's
get away
it,
with that.
Richie.
You joke beautifully on social media that you're going viral and international, but that day did. You went hard. This is outstanding, mate. All right. Good luck. Hopefully we'll see you throughout the 5 days.
Well,
it's going to be a cracking contest.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I'll be there Sunday, Jimmy in the box with me, mates.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Do you hear that, Jim? It hasn't even crossed his mind to the bloke that carries the show just to invite him down. He says, Louis, you're on your own, mate. That's it.
And Jars, you're too old to go out the back. They're getting younger and younger out there, so just stay away.
Oh, I love it. Let's see if it happened again. Seven's live and free
good
coverage
on you,
in HD from 9:30 this Thursday. Bray and co. Timmy Lane back on Channel 7 as well. It's going to be a beauty. Thanks, Jim.
Superstars, you too.
There it is, James Brayshaw on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
Well done, Jimmy.
Thanks, Jim.